From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. With temperatures below freezing today across Southeast New Mexico, motorists could easily be fooled by driving conditions. Corey Needham, the assistant Lee County manager, explains further.
That's actually kind of a challenge for us. The concentration that we have to put the salt on the road is it only drops the freezing point to about 15 degrees. So motorists do need to be aware of that even if it is salted, that it may still freeze because of the extreme lows.
Eddy County Road Supervisor Jason Burns and his crews were out heavily salting the roads in Eddy County, but hazardous conditions could still prevail.
Everything we salted seems pretty clear. It still has the potential to be icy, but everything that we didn't salt, which are more of the side roads and local roads, are going to be slick.
And that means that black ice could possibly form, which is so unpredictable for motorists, says Chavez County Road Tech Supervisor Angelo Gourlay.
Yeah, it'll creep up on you and surprise you. Got to watch that black ice because it'll come up on you pretty quick.
The respective three county road supervisors say the best bet is to stay home. The United States Senate on Saturday did not have the majority of votes during the impeachment trial to convict former President Trump on charges that he incited the riot at the Capitol on January the 6th. Instead, he was acquitted of those charges. We get reaction from Republican Jim Townsend of Eddy County, who's also the minority floor leader in the House, who believes that Trump core supporters will stand by him.
Still a ton of support for him out there and respect.
According to a post on the Lee County Sheriff's Office Facebook page from the city of Hobbs, that it had been experiencing intermittent power outages throughout the city on Sunday due to the unusual amount of energy used during this cold snap. However, utility customers can help out during this time by turning off any unnecessary energy users, such as lights in empty rooms, turning off your television if no one is watching it. Do not run unnecessary appliances such as your washer and dryer during non-peak hours, and keep doors closed while your heating system is on. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office report said poor weather conditions and speed were factors in the crash that killed 24-year-old John Alexander Vasquez of Artesia Friday morning after he was ejected during a car crash. The crash occurred at South 26th Street just south of Tumbleweed Road. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arise.